I am Frances D'Orsay. This is an interview with Marjorie Kuhn for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on December 7th, 2011 at the Allred Extension Homemakers Club in Allred, Van Buren County, Arkansas. The audio recording and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville. And the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am.
Good. First, I'd like you to say your complete legal name and spell it for me.
Marjorie Louise Kuhn, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E, L-O-U-I-S-E, K-O-O-N-E.
And then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
Allred, Van Buren County, Arkansas.
Frances D'Orsay, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. So let's get started. What has been your association with the Extension Program, Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, I have been a member for a number of years, and I've been associated with them for over 30 years.
Okay. And so you've been a member, that's good, okay. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
My sister-in-law, Fern Waddle, was probably the instigator, and then Joyce Goodman was another neighbor that was interested in my helping and working with the club.
Good. How long have you been associated with the program?
Well, over 30 years. During the first few years, I was teaching and wasn't available all the time, but I'd helped in the summer, and when they had special events, I'd help them too.
Well, that's a long time. Are you presently a club member?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the name of your club, the county, and the district?
It's the Allred EH Club in Van Buren County, and I'm not sure what the district. Ozark District.
Ozark District. Okay. Do you have any special memories of that first meeting or of that first club?
I think probably the memories that stick out the most are the ones that have to do with the enthusiasm that Joyce Goodman imparted to the ladies in this community. And she just knew there was no doubt that they couldn't build a building that could be used and take care of it. And then later on, organizing a deal to get a scholarship, for the J.D. Putty Scholarship, a matching that James Gillum had promised to furnish $5,000 matching funds if the EH Club could raise that much money.
Why did you join?
Well, I thought they were doing an exceptionally good activities that would help the community and that would help me in my home, and that I could help them also. And I thought that was a good reason to get involved with the people.
Why have you continued your membership?
Basically the same thing, that there's a lot of good information that comes from the monthly programs, and there's good fellowship with the people of the group and good activities to help all the community.
How involved did you become?
Well, I've been vice president as an officer, and I've helped with many of the activities throughout the years, the cake sale, the pie sales, and all the different auctions and things that they've had, and suppers and various things.
Have you attended state council meetings? And if so, what year did you attend your first one? And do you have special remembrances of that event?
Did not attend any state council meetings.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
It's improved my knowledge of things that would help provide for my family and for the health of all of us in just food preparation and diet and various things that, you know, have really, really helped, I think, in my overall outlook on life, too.
What has been your favorite event or activity?
I think the most awesome activity was the one in which we gathered. This whole EH Club property was covered with things, and we had an auctioneer come out, and that auction brought in over $6,000 in one day's time. I mean, I think we started at 8 in the morning, and it was just awesome to think that a group of ladies could do this much, and this was for the scholarship and matching funds with Mr. Gillum. So,
what was your least favorite event or activity?
I don't get excited at all about putting down volunteer hours.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
Well, the basic reasons for having it, I think, are still the same, but I think the different age groups is good, and I think we have young people, and I know for myself, like, we have some old people in the already age club now, and it's good to have different ages work together as well as what we do here, and I'm thankful for that.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Certainly so. Just lots of different things about people. And I think it gives you a better awareness of cooperating together with different activities. And just because you want it one way doesn't necessarily mean that's the best way. And having to, you know, let certain things go that you might rather have done differently.
Are there any other memories, experiences, or thoughts that you would like to share?
Well, I can't say enough about Mrs. Joyce Goodman and the amount of time, effort, and enthusiasm that she brought to this club back in the, I think it was in the 70s, late 70s when she came. And she just inspired the ladies to work, all of us, to work towards so many different things. And I think we're the only club in the county that has their own building, and it's a resource for people in the community to use. It's a good thing, and without Joyce, I don't think this would have been possible.
Have you worked with other organizations to accomplish a goal? Has your club or you personally worked with other organizations to accomplish a goal?
Well, certainly, I've worked with different churches. I've worked with a school on different things that we, you know, have tried to do. We've fought consolidation at All Red School for, well, I taught out there over 30 years, and it's been a constant battle. And we'd organize and go. And I've been to speak with the state. No, I haven't spoken, but I was a part of the group that went to speak with the state committee for the school boards association and church things. We've organized lots of different things like Vacation Bible School and visitation to different people that are needing help and helping with meals for people in different occasions, like the EH Club and a lot of the church groups do meals for any family that so desires if they're having a funeral out in this area. It's amazing how much food you'll see for one of these funerals or services.
What do you think about the 100th year celebration of the Arkansas Extension Homemakers?
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing to have a group of people that are meeting for that length of time to better the communities and the just general people all over the country, or at least in this state of Arkansas. I don't know how active they are in other states, but.
Who were some of the older club members when you joined who may no longer be with us?
There's a long list of those. I think of Mrs. Wilma Walker And I think of, as I said, I've already mentioned Joyce, and then Fern Waddle, and Dorothy Henderson, B. Summers, and just lots of, let me think some more here. I'm trying to think of other people that, I was unprepared for this question, I'm not. Yeah, Isla Hefner was one, and Enid Hefner was a member. There were a number of them that were here, and those are some that I think of, and I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out in, of that list. But
does your club actively recruit new members?
Oh, yes. I think Seal Boyd is chairman of that committee. She doesn't go anywhere that she doesn't mention that to some people, that in church, and she's, you know, strong believer in the faith of God to take care of our situations.
What have you learned through your EH experience that you use in your everyday life?
Well, meal preparation, canning and freezing materials for other times, and a lot of activities that help you with the stress of a family and life, mm-hmm. and just different things of that nature.
Are there any other things you want to tell us about your experience with the All Red EH Club?
Well, I've touched on this one already about the auction sale. And then I'll just review that for a little, you know, a little bit. I don't know how long it took, but I know that we brought all the materials out here within 2 days of that auction. But we were gathering them before that time. And then, and I'm not sure who the auctioneer was, but they started, it seems like 8 or 8:30, and then they sold hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff like that also. And I think it was 3:30 to 4 o'clock before they finished. And when they did, as I said, we had brought in over $6,000, and that was just astronomical. I mean, it just didn't seem like the small community of Allred could have accomplished that. And then one of the other things that I was really impressed with and glad for the organization of was the trash pickup. And we had started in the 70s, and I believe it was the spring of 76, because it was a beautification program that they wanted to do with the people in throughout the country to kind of beautify America for our 200th year anniversary. And they made arrangements with the school, and I think certain kids from maybe fifth grade on up were all given a day off from school to help with this thing. And every road that came out on Highway 16 was picked up. They had people start from one end to the other. They volunteered trucks, and they had a county truck out here. Another man had donated a place, and they'd got a dozer and dug out a landfill. The kids tried to recycle stuff as they went, things that could go to the recycle center that I'm not even sure was in operation at that time. I'm not sure what time that started. But anyway, this was done, and the kids worked all day, some of them. I know we started at the Rex Road is about 7 or 8 miles long, and we started at the far end of that and walked the whole way out, picked up both sides of the road and anything we found, and filled up trash, you know, put the trash into the truck and went on, and then emptied it when we had to. And this took place for a number of years, and the 4-H was active in this participation at a later date. I couldn't get hold of anyone to find out when they stopped, but each year then, for a long period of time, in the spring, between the EH and the 4-H, they organized to pick up all the road, and they had some of the school, we didn't take days off from school after that, though. This the first time was the only time we had a day off from school to help with it, and they would pick up the stuff, and people would do it at their own time. They'd have like a 2-week thing to do it, and they would get it done, and it just really helps the appearance of the whole community. Plus, we had school groups and church groups picked up the Highway 16 on a more regular basis than just once a year. So,
Tell us more about this lovely building, the Allred Extension Homemakers Clubhouse.
Well, in 1981, I believe it was, that they decided they were going to start on this. And they, 1980, and started with the organization of what they wanted to do and how they might go about it. And they drew up plans for it and talked with people about it and got started. They also decided they didn't want to spend any money they didn't have. They wanted to pay as they go. And at that time, the ladies were quilting, like, there'd be 6 to 8 of them come out every week and work all day on quilts, and they would pay, get paid so much money. And seems like they started out at like $20 or $30 a quilt to quilt one by hand. And they were expert seamstress. They did a wonderful job. And I didn't do much of that. I'm not that way. But anyway, they did that. And they had sales of stuff. And I think you'll learn more about that from someone else. But they started in 81, and they, in 81, the footing, the floor, and the walls were poured for the building. This is all concrete. This is all, the floors, the walls, and everything were concrete. And then in 82, they finished the roof. And a lot of the men that were married to these women, extension homemakers, were out here doing a lot of the work. And the beginning started when the Toombs, Scotty and Mr. Toombs, donated the land here for the building. They also donated for the fire department next to us, and they gave so much land for that, and that was a start. Then they got the roof in 82, and then there were other things accomplished through a period of time that helped get this building here, and just community effort. People, a lot of people did volunteer work that came out here to help with this, and it wasn't, no one was paid anything except like they paid for supplies and they paid for the concrete and things like that, but it was all donated labor. And again, Joyce spearheaded that. She had them coming and organized and getting started. Then the building has had some maintenance done since that time, and things have been changed, and we're collecting now to build, get new tables for the room, and then possibly new doors and maybe even a new flooring, because of the, had a problem with water coming into the building, and we've alleviated that. And so I don't know, we had the water situation for the club was a real consideration, because it takes, if you're going to have events here and allow people to come in, you need to have a water supply for right at 100 people, and that's quite a chore. So to begin with, they put cisterns out here and collected the water, the rainwater, to use, and brought in bottled water and such as that, if they, you know, if for drinking purposes. And then they have connected with city water since then, but we were, that was brought in just in the last few years.
Do other people besides Extension Homemakers members use your clubhouse building?
Anyone in the community is allowed to use the building, yes.
Are there any other public buildings around that people can use?
Well, they can use the school somewhat, but that's temporary as far as it's got to be in warm weather, because we can't afford to keep the water and the heat on these, the buildings out at school. So this is probably, other than churches, and usually they will allow certain things, but this allows, there's many showers and family gatherings held in this building.
When you were building this building and working on this building to improve it, did you get any commercial donations for the buildings from businesses?
I don't know that we get any donations. Maybe we got better deals on some of the materials and stuff, but I'm not sure about that. Mm.
It is a lovely building. Thank you very much for your interview. Is there anything else you would like to add before we close up?
I think that's all that I have to share right now.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You've been very informative.